You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Do you have any idea how much money we're tossing away with the trash and garbage that we toss into our landfills? Tomorrow, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality is holding a public meeting in Lansing, and yes, you can be there, to figure out just how we should rethink the way we deal with garbage and trash in this state. Recycle Ann Arbor's zero waste advocate, Brian Weinert, is here with us now. Brian, I came across something that tells us Michiganders throw away more than $350 million worth of recyclable material each year. Does that sound right?
That does sound right.
Wow.
And it's a stunning number, and it's been a stunning number for a long time. The state of Michigan is only recovering about 15% of the waste that it generates. The governor has set a target to recover 30%, which would put us more in line with other Midwestern states.
So we're way behind the neighbors.
Way behind the neighbors. And there are states now that are achieving close to 50%. The state of Michigan does lag behind other states in their response and opportunity.
Yeah.
To recover these valuable materials.
Well, it's interesting. We really have our act together with returning bottles. Why are we so bad at recycling and about recovering?
Very good question. And we really were a leader in the development of our bottle bill. We're recovering, I think, in the neighborhood of 95% of those returnable bottles and cans. But it's only a couple percent of the larger waste stream. Back in the early to mid-90s, the state's focus became long-term landfill capacity. And rather than putting the emphasis on recovery-based solutions, at that point the emphasis was on we need adequate landfill capacity.
Where are we going to bury it?
Where are we going to bury it all?
Oh, I still remember the discussions about Mount Trashmore.
Absolutely.
And so
what ended up happening is that the state really kind of opened the doors from a regulatory and a incentive perspective to landfill operators to provide that capacity in the long term, the net effect of which is that we have a glut of landfills, I think over 80 still operating in the state of Michigan. Many of those still have the ability to expand further down the road. So if you could start to get a decent recovery program in place, that 27 years could become 40 years or 50 years. The effect of that glut of landfill capacity, two things. It's made disposal very cheap for Michigan residents and businesses relative to other states. I suppose you could look at that as a good thing, but it really provides a disincentive to recycle because it becomes so inexpensive to throw away your waste. Why in the world would you going to go to the trouble of separating it?
Which is why we're going to hear people say, hey, it's working fine. What do we want to change it for?
The other problem with it is that it has, in order to fill the need, because these are very highly capitalized facilities with a lot of money that goes into the development of these facilities. They need to be fed in order for those landfill companies to make money. They're profit-making entities, and so they've had to go out and solicit landfill contracts with other entities, much of that coming from out of state. You remember some years ago, Canada became an issue. There's still a fair amount of Canadian waste making its way into Michigan. So we really literally have become the dumping ground in the Midwest for waste. And, you know, people might enjoy the relatively low prices for landfill disposal, but there's a downside there when we suddenly become that tool for other states and provinces to avoid having to put this waste in their own backyards and instead are putting it in our backyard. And then you got the other, you know, issue of the impact that these landfills have on the host communities and the neighboring communities, you know, truck odors.
So we're saying we want to see the brakes put on the tendency to just dump it into a landfill, which is what tomorrow's meeting is about at the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality meeting. They want to focus on how do we increase recycling and lower the amount of stuff going in landfills. We had the director of Kent County's DPW on this program just a couple weeks ago talking about their program in Kent County to reduce landfill waste by 20% by 2020 and 90% by 2030. Does that sound pretty good to you? Do you think that's realistic?
It's a target. It's going to be tough. And I give credit to communities like Kent County that put that out there. And even if they're not able to achieve that really aggressive goal, it lays out kind of a marker, you know, for what the vision is. And you start building programs and services around that vision. It's a total reorientation, right? From saying, let's recover 10% to let's recover 90%. It's a rethinking of the way that we look at and manage waste. The good news is that I think in general, Michigan residents and businesses get it. But there's a certain frustration, and there's been a lack of leadership at the state level and even at the local level to step outside and to begin to be more aggressive in the way that we approach it.
And you're encouraged by the fact that this public meeting will be happening, that the MDEQ wants to hear the public's ideas.
Absolutely.
And that they've been working on plans. So what are you hoping might come out of all of this, between the study that the MDEQ panel's been doing and what might come out in this? There's a public comment. So it's being talked about.
Yeah, I think that the state needs an ongoing planning process. We have not had a statewide regional or county planning system in place for over 20 years. So it's kind of everyone for himself and God against all for the last 20 years.
A real patchwork quilt.
Absolutely. And you're just lucky that there are communities like Kent County that are willing to kind of proactively address the issue. But when it was happening, you're bringing together a group of smart people representing a variety of interests to say, what could we be doing differently? How should we be managing our waste? Do we really want landfills in our community? Mm-hmm. What's the long-term price of those kinds of actions? So a planning process is absolutely critical. Also, that the state is upfront about the kind of regulations so that landfills that are in place are well managed and well regulated and protecting the public health.
Weed out the bad actors.
Absolutely. And the same is true, and I'm glad the state is bringing this up as well, that they're not just simply embracing composting and recycling, but recognizing that those facilities also need to be regulated and well managed. That there needs to be appropriate regulations to guide those facilities as well. So we're all kind of playing by the same rules. You know, there are so many environmental issues over which we generally just throw up our hands and say, I don't, what can I do? Recycling and kind of responsible waste management is something we vote on every day with the choices we make. The average Michigander generates about a ton of solid waste every year, a ton, each person. We have the power to make our own choices and to be responsible.
Brian Weinert is Recycle Ann Arbor Zero Waste Advocate. Tomorrow's public meeting of the MDEQ is from noon to 3 p.m. at Lansing Community College West Campus. And the MDEQ is accepting public comment on ways to overhaul our trash and garbage laws until August 1st. You've got till August 1st. I know, Brian, when we called you to come talk with us today, you were filling out your public comments as we were speaking. And I'm sure you'd like everyone to do the very same
Absolutely.
Thing. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.